to another episode of We the People Radio. So for context, in case we play this again, since our archives go back 10 years, it is April the 5th, 2020. And we're in a unique time period at this point. We'll discuss more of that today, the unique time period. Bill's having problems with his microphone. Every time he lets go of it, it flies up toward the ceiling. So I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Oh, there you go.
There we are. And our sponsor is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere Honda steel dealer. And they do everything, tractors, implements, you need it, they have it. Got a great supply on hand right now. Go by and see them if you need any work done in the shop. They're not backed up now at all. And go by and drop it off. They'll get it fixed up for you. You can reach them at 226-9226. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you go.
Okay, so I know you're going to find this shocking, but we're going to talk about China today again. And for those of you who maybe haven't heard the show before, our website is wethepeopleradio.us. We make a unique page for every single show we do. And the shows that we do, when we kind of get on a series, the first one we did was really on Islam, and we did a series on South Africa, and we do other things in between. But when we kind of get on a roll with one topic, I put a tab at the top of the page for you, so you can look at all the shows just with that topic. You don't have to fan through 10 years of archive. So there's a tab at the top called China, and I would encourage you to take a look at that, because there's a lot of great background information to what we're seeing now happening in real life. I think that, oddly enough, our guests prepared us very well for what we were going to see, even though we obviously didn't mean to do that. And today we have Dr. Shizong Chen. And he has been with us before. And hold on here. I'm having a little technical problem. So, in case we play this at some point in the future, because the information will be good pretty much forever from the sounds of it. I just want you to know that this is in the midst of the coronavirus, where everybody's not locked inside their house, but encouraged to be locked inside their house.
Shelter in place.
Yeah, they're encouraged to lock themselves. And this is like week three, maybe.
Oh, week three or four.
Like week three. So people are having sometimes a great time spending more time with their family. And then there's the other version where they were really happy to go to work and leave each other behind at 8 o'clock every day.
There's 473 tiles on my kitchen floor.
Bill's been sick this last week. He's had a lot of time on his hands. He wasn't sick with, you know, that, but he was sick.
No, I didn't have that, but...
Not with that.
Yeah.
So, do we have Dr. Chen? Did we figure out our Skype phone conundrum there? All right. He's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He has founded, co-founded, or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China, and has spoken extensively on issues related to China. He was born in China in 1962. At 15, he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology and came to the U.S. in 1982. He studied and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego, and currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. So before you change the channel, we have to always give the disclaimer, we're not actually going to talk about microbiology today, so don't be afraid.
Dang it, you told me we were.
But we do have an actual scientist on the phone, so we won't just be shooting from the hip either, which is happening a lot. The 24-hour news cycle has a lot of shooting from the hip, and that's never a good place to go. We had kind of started a topic, or kind of, waded into a topic that we didn't have time to cover a few weeks ago. And so I thought it would be good for Dr. Chen to come back, and we could chat more about that. I told him he could start it however he wanted. No pressure.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, we can.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you are. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay. You can hear me well, right?
Yep. We're all good.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming back, and thank you for listening to this. And there are so much news out there. I mean, it's pretty much the dominant, quite properly, it's the dominant news. So, I'm sure, you know, our viewers can get more than enough news from, you know, whatever media they're accustomed to. So I will only bring up a few relevant ones. Attorney General William Barr, I think it was yesterday, in his tweet, commented on a video that leaked from China. It's about a Chinese, worker grabbing the face mask that the factory produces and use it to clean his shoes.
Oh, that's great.
All right. And then another, of course, Attorney General is not happy about it. You can look that up. We can come back and talk what it means. Second news related to that is China either, you know, donated, it claimed to be donated, or whatever. They may be sold to Pakistan, whatever, that come from China. The face masks. And Pakistan find out those are made with underwear material. And so, now this is Pakistan. The best friend, the closest ally of the CCP for years. Yeah. And yet another related news is from January to February. China mobilized all its, you know, contacts and companies, including Poly. The Poly Group is China's arms production and sales company. If people do not know about it, it's one of the most profitable business that CCP runs. And this company is mobilized, including some Chinese business people in the United States. Right. For the month, they purchased, $2 billion face masks from worldwide. Now, those $2 billion face masks certainly was not used in China. It's just a fact that they're not used on the people that the main need in China. So it's unknown what that $2 billion purchase is for. One of the possibilities, the world should look into it, but certainly one potential aim is to deplete world what they would need, right, for face masks. And that couples from the CCP threat of cutting off the world supply medicine production, because a lot of the supply chain of medicine through this globalization movement has been moved to China. China, I think, owns three-quarter of the world's production supply chain of basic medicines.
I think people are going to be rethinking that now and in the future. We have to take a really quick break, but we will come back. And just for reference, when the CCP is mentioned, that's the Chinese Communist Party. That's kind of not really in our lexicon, but it's creeping in. You start seeing it in articles and whatnot. So that CCP is the Chinese Communist Party, just for reference. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Can do what you like.
Yeah, you
as
can.
Long as it's in your house.
As long as it's in your house. Yeah.
Yeah. People are struggling with that in a lot of cases, and businesses are closed, and that is a huge issue. So we've got a lot of things to sort out going forward.
Well, I think we totally took advantage of certain businesses just always being there, and now we go out and I'm going to run over and do. Nope, they're not there.
They're not there.
Everybody is shut.
So, anyway, I guess you already knew that. But, I don't know, who knows? Maybe people 5 years from now will be like, you guys did what? It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out in hindsight. I think that's...
5 years from now, they'll be saying, you actually
stay
have
healthy
stores
so you, can
you go to
find
for
out
food?
How the story ends.
You didn't have to hunt for your food?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Actually, it was hunt for your toilet paper.
Oh, that's true.
That is,
the hunter-gatherers
That
did.
Is the quest
they
these days.
They were successful. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Chen. I know you had sent me an email that was kind of because we've talked about kind of the spiritual side of this and what's behind the Chinese Communist Party and kind of what makes them tick, why they are or how I should say they are so different from us, and kind of there's a spiritual side to this virus. Behind the scenes, I guess, it shouldn't be ignored. It's a big, I guess, can we say red flag?
Right.
I guess it's a big red flag.
Right. So we can come back to there's some other news also
that's
relevant, but I'll come back to that because you know all these are all together, but I want to you know there you're not. News outside the United States that's worth covering, but I want to give you a unique news that's inside the United States that I may be the first one to discover less than a day ago, just precisely last night at 9 o'clock. I look at the infection. There's a tracking, there are sites that are tracking the cases in the United States, right? And so gather those data, analyze it, and normalize the data. Because some states are larger than others, they're much larger than others. So to be fair, so I divided the cases by the population, so express it as infection per 1,000 K. And then I did a ranking of those and I correlated that with the state's governments. Basically, I divide them up by, the three branches, the governor and the equivalent of House, that's assembly, state assembly, and then the equivalent of Senate. The state senate. All right? And look at them divide them, well, basically categorize them, list them as, you know, the two-party Democratic Party and then Republican Party and things like that. So I will give the governor two points because the governor has more power. And then assembly one, and then the Senate one, and then just basically, so say for example, if the governor is a Republican Party, and then Assembly is Democratic Party, and then House is Democrat Party, then they even out, okay? So,
oh, I see what you mean.
Right. And then if they're both Democratic Party, then it's a Democratic plate, a state, right? So, I list that. Get ready for this. We have 50 states. The top 15 states with the worst infection, top 15 states, are all either Democrat dominant or they cancel each other out. So let me read down. New York, New Jersey, Louisiana, those are Louisiana cancel out. The governor is Republican Party. The other two houses are Democratic Party. Right. And then Massachusetts, Connecticut, Michigan, Washington District, Columbia, Washington State, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Rhode Island, Vermont, Delaware. The next state, Georgia, 16, that's Republican state. It has Republican governor and the two houses Republican. Okay? So the first 15 state, they account for more than 70% of the coronavirus cases in the United States. All right. Whatever it means, right, that this is a fact. Right. Maybe there are other ways to look at the fact, but this is hard, cold data. So
interesting way to sort it out.
Yeah.
Is this what molecular biologists do for fun when they're trapped in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. So that's how we scientists look at data. Of course, there's other ways scientists look at data, just total denial. But let's just, this is worldwide, but I want to, pull our eyes back. Just look at the United States for now. The way I look at it is we are under invasion. The United States is now invaded by a enemy. But in this case, this enemy may not, let's assume it doesn't have a mind. It may not have a mind, but maybe it has, okay? But it doesn't matter. Okay, let's look at that first, that we are under invasion. All right. So this brings me back to the speech that Lincoln gave back in 1833, the Springfield speech, Springfield, Illinois speech. And he asked a question, President Lincoln asked a question. At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? He meant by, danger to America. I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our luck, be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. So, it is time, I think, very serious, that now, not ever since its founding has this country ever been invaded seriously. There was one case where in the War of 1812, the White House was burned down by the British troop, right? But at the same night, what later is known as the storm that saved Washington, blew the British away. So it was saved by the storm. Not ever since then were we seriously invaded. People may not view this coronavirus as the invasion. Maybe later we'll think of it again. Right? We can revisit. But then the same president later said in his second inauguration speech, quoted Bible, he said, woe unto the world because of us, right? Famous inauguration speech. And in fact, to me, that's not a speech. That's not an inauguration address. The whole thing is a sermon. And President Lincoln quoted from Bible, quoted and quoted. It was a sermon. And so now we should look, if we look at this woes unto offense, then we should look what offense America might have committed. And this is what we have been consistently throughout this program before the coronavirus, right? So, Aaron has pointed out earlier, we have since last July, we have not intentionally, but we laid background that leading to this. And so today, I hope that we have time to revisit some of the things we have laid down before and what might have the United States or America have done to cause this invasion. And then we can examine whether this disease or this plague may have its own mind. Now, to substantiate that, let me give you a whole list of other data. Which I think through this data, we might agree that this, the CCP virus. Okay. By the way, just a couple of days ago, a congressman did a survey of his own, and he gave four choices of how to name this virus. And two of the top names that wins out. Number one is the CCP virus. It wins out 52%.
How many times did you vote in that poll?
I didn't
stuff
even know
the ballot
that
box.
I didn't even vote. I didn't even know the poll. I just know the result. CP is 52%, and the Wuhan virus is 24%, and the others are the remaining. Okay.
Huh. Well, I guess people are pretty clear on maybe where it originated. We have to take a really quick break, and we're going to come right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Stand so close to me.
That was my song I found last night. I asked Ashley, I'm like, did anybody play that yet? That was a keeper. And it was kind of funny because it was done by the police. So that made it twice as funny. I guess if we can laugh about it. If we can't laugh about it, I guess we're doomed. So, all right, back to you, Dr. Chen. Sorry, before we derail you.
So, yeah, okay, so let's look at a few more data of this virus and see if it has its own mind. Okay. The CCP virus is what we call it now, okay? We know that on March 1st, the interview there, program there, I gave the data that there were a survey of a group of practitioners, Falun Gong practitioners. They call their close and distant family members, and over 30,000 of the people they surveyed, none of them were infected, and this number has they did a survey for 2 weeks, and the number get close to 40,000, and I think they stopped then. So we know, in fact, no Falun Gong practitioners. There are also many stories now came out that in China, many infected ones were cured when they chant Falun Dafa is good. Falun Dafa is another name for Falun Gong. Falun Dafa is wonderful. Zhen Shan Yan is wonderful. Zhen Shan Yan is the principle that the Falun Gong practitioner follows. Zhen Shan Yan is Chinese. The English translation would be truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. And then we also know that Taiwan and Hong Kong, despite their being the closest to China of all places in the world, those two places are closest to China. Yet they have been minimally affected by the CCP virus. Taiwan, as of now, has about 364, I think, infection cases. And in Hong Kong, has 890 something. It's less than 900. So they've been minimally affected by CCPR despite, how close they are. So there could be many different explanations, including categorical denial. But one explanation that I know is that, these people, all the examples I gave above or region have, they have resisted or are taking actions to resist the CCP. And as a result, they are protected from the CCP virus. Right? And then the next group, interestingly, Russia and Mongolia have been relatively safe from the CCP virus. You wonder why. And maybe that's due to their antagonistic relationship with the CCP.
Right. I thought maybe it was because they knew propaganda when they heard it. So when China said nothing to see here, move along, and Russia's like, we're closing the border.
Probably. Right. Anyway, they have a contagious relationship with China. Now let's look at some other countries. We also know those countries and regions heavily infected by the CCP virus have a close relationship with and have contributed significantly to the CCP surge. Right, and this includes the United States, unfortunately, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, many of the European countries. Now, of the countries that have close relationship with China, African countries, they do have a close relationship with the CCP, but they too have being relatively safe from the CCP's rise, and you wonder why. And maybe, again, and this is just one way to look at it, my way to look at this is that due to their lack of resources or limited capacities, they have contributed little to the CCP's rise. And as a result, maybe they have been only hit lightly. Despite the fact that most of African countries have, compared to European countries, has much backward medical conditions. Right? Yet they're not hit so hard. So now the situation in the United States is complex. Right? But if we look at a map closely, right, and I just, you know, gave one example, the top 15 state, but if we look at the map even closer, the New York State, which is by far, you know, the worst infected state, is home, is actually the capital of both finance and news media. And in this program, we may talk about it later again, but we have talked about there are four forces that has contributed to both deceiving Americans from knowing, you know, the United States, I call it falsion, deal with China. So the four sources have kept Americans from knowing the truth about China, and they are our politicians, our large corporations with their powerful lobbying machinery, our news media. Of course, news media is also a business, a large business, but they're unique business. And then a lot of the intellectuals that has put out theories to justify the pro-CCP relationship with, you know, China. So those four forces, right, have been the cause of us not knowing this real situation. So of those four forces, New York is home, a capital to two of them. Wall Street is in New York. And Wall Street contributes the most of all forces. Wall Street contributes the most to the CCP's rise. Of course, in media, right, contribute mightily. And they are also, now we know, as a fake news. I hope your station would lead in a surge of new generation of media that will start to speak candidly about the truth. Okay, so New York and California and Washington State are home to some of the largest companies that have contributed to the most to the CCP's rise, including Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, Cisco, Google. So if we look at it map closely, we'll also see something. And then nowadays, Democrats, particularly those on the far left, they want this country to go socialist. And what is socialism? According to Marxism's theory, socialism is the preliminary stage of communism. So there's a close connection there. So maybe this CCP virus seeks out people who are friendly to the CCP. So
at the very least, it's exposing. I know ever since we started talking to all of you back in 2018, you know, you guys have been sounding the alarm that Americans are looking right at this and not realizing what they're looking at. parroting, mm-hmm. you know, having all our manufacturing done in China, thinking that, well, if we're just friends with China, they'll just become like us. You know, if we open all of our trade there, manufacture stuff there, they're just like us, only they're in another country. And I think now perhaps.
Well, I think the things we've done in the past have set us up for this type of a scenario. We've become majorly dependent on China mm-hmm. in pharmaceuticals and in a lot of these areas. And
a lot of people have really resisted, you know, manufacturing in the U.S. You know, we have this whole global climate hoax that, you know, they want to make sure that everything is manufactured somewhere else because that's bad for the planet. However, now there's one example I read the other day was just too great. San Francisco is bringing back plastic bags at the grocery store because they figured out that everybody dragging these bags from home was loading the store up with germs.
Who'd have thunk it?
Well, people talked about that when they were trying to make the rule. They were like, hey, have you guys realized everybody's going to drag all their germs from home? Oh, it was more important to, you know, get into this plastic bag war. Well, they're coming back. So, interestingly enough, I think this may help roll back some of the idiotic things we've done. It's kind of exposing and making what's important and what's idiotic idiotic.
Yeah.
I do like that separation.
I think that's the biggest thing, is exposing the mistakes we've made in the past, and gives us an opportunity to not repeat them, number one, and to roll back some of these decisions we've made.
The things we've just rolled over for along the way. We've got to take a really quick break. Sorry. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Chet.
You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here. From the beginning.
Okay, so Dr. Chen, while we were sitting here talking to each other, and you were trapped somewhere else, and we couldn't talk to you. Obviously, the big, you know, where these big companies are and where these big cities are, you have huge numbers of people flying in and out. You have huge numbers of people crammed in there, and so I mean that's not helping.
No, they're going to be more susceptible than people in the rural areas, because we don't have that international traffic and high congestion.
How many people did you say flew in? You told me that.
It was over 400,000 people flew from China.
430,000.
Yeah, from January.
Until March?
Until, I think it was March. Over 400,000 people flew to the United States. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but when something like this, when you have a virus being transmitted globally, it's going to hit our high density areas first. And I think that's why New York is getting so badly pounded. They got two big international airports right there where tons of people are flying in. And then once it started, you're living so close together. You're packed in like sardines. People are more apt to get it.
The really nice part of it.
That's Dr. Bill's theory.
Yeah, you go, Dr. Bill. Neither a doctor nor a scientist, anyone here. But, you know, the other thing of it is I'm seeing maybe a little bit more of we take a big hit here in the rural areas. You know, a lot of the people who live in the cities think, you know, why would you want to live out there? You don't have as many restaurants, you don't have play, you know, as many plays, you don't have all the social stuff. I think people might be reevaluating, and that's not bad. You know, people are figuring out what's important.
Well, how crowded is one way to look at, but not all places are like that. You know, not all the 15 top states that have worse infections are as crowded as New York.
True.
Louisiana, Illinois, Colorado, Rhode Island, those are far away from any major international airport, right? And Hong Kong, Taiwan, they're much more crowded than New York.
Oh yeah,
well, that's true.
And so, and somebody called in and we knew that but didn't say it, that the president stopped the flights coming in from China first part of February. I think it was like the 3rd or something, which didn't mean that people couldn't come from someplace else.
We have to know that there are in that period of time. There are tricks around it. In fact, people share those tricks because the quarantine period of 14 days, we're just 14 days. So they fly to other places that have not stopped the flight from coming to the United States, and they park there for 14 days, and they come to the United States. So it's just not possible to stop all of that.
No,
you couldn't. And you know, we've talked before, or you know, along the way, that in the beginning of this, if who knows, it's a virus, but if they would have really contained it and not, you know, lied about it and said that they're fine, which brings me to a question: what do you actually, since you can, you know, read and understand and all Chinese, when you read all this stuff? Do you think their infection rate is actually going down in China? Or is that just another lie?
It's not much worse than lie, okay? It's there's a mechanism. There's a building mechanism, all right? And this is simply repetition from 2003 SARS. All right. So our listener may not know that the party boss from Hubei, which is the province of the epicenter of Wuhan City, was the party boss of Wuhan City and Hubei province were replaced. When the new boss came, they did a so-called review of the situation, and then at the end of the review, basically, they dictated, all right, from then on, the number can only go down, all right? So any place that has a number going up, you'll be fired.
Oh. Oh, really?
That's what happened in 2003, right? So
reported that it went, I don't want to assume.
No, it's not that you report, it's not that you report it. If in your jurisdiction, if the situation gets worse, you're fired.
Okay, if it really actually gets worse, people really get sick, not just if they report it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just that if under your jurisdiction, you're in charge of a city or a district or community, whatever, if your number goes up, you'll be fired. Whether it's real number or reported number, whatever. So who dared to report it?
Yeah, no kidding. You could make some bad decisions with that kind of a mandate.
It's not a bad decision. It's the only decision. The only decision is to not report a case, right?
Sure.
That's how it disappeared. And this is the same in 2003. How SARS all of a sudden disappeared. So that's it's not true at all. In Okay. The virus is flaring up in China again. So pretty soon we're going to see second wave, right? And worse yet, there's now the shortage of food supply is taking place in China. A humanitarian disaster is in the making. But I want to come back to follow up on what Bill was talking about before the break.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
we have a couple minutes before we have to rudely interrupt you again. So, go
right.
Ahead.
So there was justification, or rationale, for America to have a, just strategic partnership with China. And the pretext are national interest consideration and for the improvement of China's human rights situation, right? Those are the justification. So those may seem justifiable at the beginning. However, if those claims were sincere, then those who made or those who decided on that policy would have strived hard to achieve those claims. If their claim is sincere, they will strive hard to achieve them. And if they fail them, they would have been responsible. They will feel the responsibility to compensate and examine how they have failed, and then responsible for the failure. That's not the case, however. The Faustian deal with the CCP since 1989, the Dreamforce massacre, until President Trump came to the Oval Office in 2017, right? For little over a quarter century, for that long period of time, our leaders, the seven administrations have never explained to Americans how those national interest considerations led China to be increasingly menacing to the United States. If it's a national interest consideration, it should make America stronger. No, it made the CCP ever more menacing to the U.S., right?
I'm sorry to make you take a break, but the news is going to cut us off. We will be right back after the news. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.